Why did I think that?
Let's start off with Blake's date again, because he's going on the one with Vicky.
Look at you!
You said you want to do another one, that was the thing. So that's it. He didn't make it the first time, so this time will be,
some freaking, you know, horsemen in front of her.
So do you still want to go to Golden Corral?
Yeah.
All right, give me one regular D6 roll.
Loving the twos.
Blake, you meant
you got a two again.
You don't make it to Golden
Corral. No, you don't go to Golden Corral.
She said, lost.
So what happens is she says, "Hey, I'm sorry you felt sick last time. So instead, let's go get something else. Like, let's go get some Mexican food."
Boy,
I'm sorry to sit well with you, but okay.
So in order for you to get there on time, you're gonna have to give me a moves roll.
Short your moves.
You get there. Yeah, you get there on time. Okay, then give me one regular D6 roll. See what happens once you're there at the... Oh, okay, so you're there. Everything's going really nice. But you see a waiter carrying a huge tray of food and drinks, and he is about to slip and drop all of it onto your date, onto Vicky. So you're going to have to give me a moves roll to swoop in there, Spider-Man style. Yeah, and stop it.
Just kind of tap it.
That's your moves? What's your moves roll?
That's good. I
love it. Yeah, that's enough to stop it. That's enough.
The flowers are still standing.
Yes. So that's fairly impressive. That's a good job. So give me one more D6 roll to see how the last part of this date goes.
Four.
Okay. This is interesting. Interesting. What I have here for four is she says she's had a good time. She's a little too tired though to let you in. She's debating with herself whether or not it's like, oh no, I do have to wake up tomorrow, you know, and do all this stuff. So if you can give me a cool roll. Which you do have a lot of cool.
Yes.
Give me a cool roll to see.
Cool. Put my hand in the door.
It's gonna be like from Rocky. No. Just cool.
So bad, dude.
Oh, that wasn't so good. Oh shit.
Oh damn.
What is it?
4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
You meet. So you get in. Yeah, you meet it. You meet
it. Just enough to get through that door. I put my foot in the door. She's like, what?
So you do make it in. You convince her. She's like, you know what? I think it's worth it. It's worth staying up late. So she invites you in. Give me, just because, now you're not, you don't want sex. You want sex
Want
plus
love.
Intimacy. You want right. love. So aside from this, give me one cool roll to see if you can get, if you capture this special moment that's necessary.
That
this isn't part of my regular. This isn't
all
part of
the things I've rolled, man. Just give me this one. I think this could be the one.
Ghost die.
No, he didn't. He didn't. What is this one? This is a
still low.
I said 11.
6, yeah. 4, 10, 11.
11? No, that's good enough. Yeah, this is good. You've shared something very special with this lady. This is right. This is like.
Can I roll for a kiss? Just like.
Dude, you're doing more than kisses.
Okay.
No. This is a home run, dude. This is like. Do you remember the love scene in Top Gun? Like it's all blue.
Yeah.
It's like that's happening right now. That's yeah. So it's been fantastic.
I was kind of hoping we would have gone with American
Werewolf
in London instead of Top Gun.
No, it's
that's sex plus intimacy.
It is, but it's
Moondance is playing.
That one is that one she had more pity on him, whereas Top Gun is more she looks at him and says, "Take me," she looks at you and says, "Take me to bed or lose me forever." And so you do.
That's how you do.
Since you failed last time and succeeded this time, and succeeded quite well, you can give me 3 regular D6s to see how many brownie points you get.
This is
actually, I'm sorry. It's actually 4 because you failed the first time. So just no ghost die.
This is where that roll would be good.
11? You get 11 brownie points.
You win 11.
Nice.
Dude, I think
nice.
That's past Mike actually.
Anyway, after the date goes well, let's say it's like the next day. This is the day that the European Special Forces Ghostbusters are set to arrive. Now, just to recap, they're called the European Ghostbusters, but what it really is a special task force just from the best that they could find all over the world, not just Europe. Like, it's, you know, from everywhere.
So it's not like the G.I. Joes where they have a guy who's like, you know, the who's like a Frenchman, who is a frogman for, like, swimming in water.
That's clever, but no. Mine wasn't that clever.
underwater ghosts.
But you'll meet them. You know they're on their way. That's all you really know at the time. But the EPA inspector, Alan Friedman, shows up, and he's just comes in and says he just wants to do like a routine check. He goes through and he notices that the extra equipment for the European Ghostbusters has arrived because, you know, they're gonna be going out with you guys later tonight. He's like, well, my first report with the mayor, he wasn't too happy that everything went smoothly. So he went over my head a little bit. There's some new statutes that were you know, rules that were put in on you guys that are specific only for Florida. One of them, I can tell you right away, is you got way too many nuclear accelerators in this firehouse. But I know that they don't belong to you, so I'm just not going to really, you know, I know this is like a one-time thing. You guys weren't aware of the rule, but now that you know the rule, that's supposed to be the rule. Another thing.
How many is too many?
How many is too many? You can't have two proton packs per person. Because obviously these are nuclear accelerators, and if they go off, you know that's
what,
that's
I need danger. To because I need to smash them together.
He's like, hey man, as far as I'm concerned, you guys can have whatever you want to do your job safely, but this is what the new mayor is putting down. He also said,
well, pork barreling around that law.
Yeah, he's supposedly there's another rule regarding animals on the property. No pets are allowed on property. And yeah. It's like now Tobin is there, and he, you know. Friedman, he says there's no pets allowed on property. He lets that hang for a second, and Tobin's obviously sitting there. He goes, but I don't see any pets here. I see a working animal trained to do a job. So you're clear. You're clear as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just gonna say that. Unless you want to tell me this is a pet, I'm gonna just consider this as a working dog.
It doesn't go home with any of us.
Yeah, there you go. And he says, but before the mayor can find out about that, you'd have to get it licensed and registered as a working dog. I'm not allowed to tell you that you're supposed to go down to City Hall and file this file, and he's going to write it down. He's like, now you didn't hear it from me, but that's what you're supposed to do.
He's the hoops we need to jump.
So he says, but other than that, I mean, you guys keep up the good work. So he's just like, you know, he's cool. So he leaves.
We love protecting the environment.
He didn't even really look around. He just sort of came in and talked to you guys. He didn't even bother doing his check that he's supposed to do. So he's like, he's... So anyway, he leaves. You get a call back from the guy who, from Occult of Veritas, who you gave all of the notes of Kamal to. I'm going to retcon a little bit to say that he's established his name. He doesn't want to go by a real name, so his code name that he's going to keep with you guys, because Occult of Veritas is all about keeping anonymity or whatever. So he's like, just call me Mr. Book, because I'm in charge of all the books. So he...
Wait, do you do that thing where you have, like, silhouette of the person? Like, the monster voice?
He's got no problem with you seeing him, because he came by to pick it up personally. But he calls you now, and he's just like, hey, this is your friend from Occult of Veritas, it's Mr. Book. He just says, so I did some research on the paperwork you guys gave me from Kamal Bayoubkis. It was very strange. This wasn't just in Arabic. This was written using a lettering and numbering system of the ancient Hittites. But not only that, the lettering and numbering system was of the Hittites, but it was written in Sumerian. So it's been coded through two languages. It'd be like trying to spell out words in Japanese, but with English lettering. Like,
what is this, the Bible?
Yeah, it's so, he said, this is very bizarre. They didn't want whoever found this to be able to read it without really knowing their stuff. It appears that Mr. Bayoubkis was sent to the United States to retrieve that idol that he had. He was hired by a private collector from some sort of cult. I can't figure it out yet. All I know is he was sent to get this idol of Urbat. And you guys already know that Urbat is the official name of the dog spirit. He was sent to get this thing of Urbat, but he was told to do it very quickly because once the collector, the guy who sent him, found out that it was here, he wanted him to hurry up because he was afraid it would be tainted by something he called the Obsidian Serpent. I don't know what that means.
I know what it means.
Yeah, I know you know what it means.
There's the euphemism.
I can't tell if this is a nickname for a person or whatever, but he was afraid of something called... He was afraid of it being tainted by something called the Obsidian Serpent. That's all I got right now. I'm going to keep researching, but I just figured I need to let you guys know how tough it is and why it might be a little bit while before I can get more information to you, but that's it. That's all for right
Thanks
now.
Thanks for the lead.
So,
Briggs.
Briggs, yeah. Briggs has decided that he's going to go file the paperwork at City Hall to make sure Tobin is officially a licensed dog for work purposes. While he's gone, a van pulls up and the, we'll just call them the European Ghostbusters, spill out. There's five of them.
Suck at you.
They don't have, like, Life Aquatic hats on. Like, just, no. Red knit caps.
they're dressed somewhat normal, but they all have duffel bags and everything with them, and they come in and, I'm gonna have Nina's gonna greet them, and she'll introduce you to each of them. first one is a Frenchman. His name is Julien Lapidite. He's very French, but he seems okay.
Gentlemen.
Then the next one is the German. His name is Uwe Schmidt. He's got like glasses. He seems more like the Egon type.
I am prepared to do whatever it takes.
The next one is from Australia. His name is Sid Mallory. He's kind of laid back. He seems all right.
No worries.
Australia's in Europe.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're from all over the world. They're not just from Europe. It's like a task force for the best. And it will grow, you know, as time goes on. These are just the first few.
There's a movie waiting to happen.
How long are these guys hanging out for?
Only for like a day. Only because, right. Just to
steal
get
all the ladies. Exotic accents.
The fourth one is the Russian. He's a really big guy. His name is Ivan Kosov. He's eating a sandwich.
Moist and delicious.
You mean a sandwich?
And the next one, you're catching on a little bit, because the next one is a Scotsman. He's a black one-eyed Scotsman with an eye patch. His name is Wallace McMillan, and he's got a bottle that he's drinking that he got at the airport.
So professional.
See, I told you they were a bunch of wee lasses.
So now you're getting a more clear picture of what
I'm gonna have to glue these ghosts back together in hell.
Yes, exactly.
Who touched my proton pack?
You're exactly correct. So you're sitting down, you're kind of explaining like how all of it works. They're somewhat familiar. But of course, you're basically waiting for a call to come in that you guys can take them out on. Sure enough, because business has been picking up a little bit. So every day you're getting something, so you're not surprised when a call comes in anymore. So a call does finally come in that seems to be big enough for you guys to go out on. You won't delay it anymore. Nina tells you that it's a call from someone actually from the Parks and Recreation Department. This guy, the representative, his name is Christopher Jacobs. He says he's out at Fort Christmas. And there are some soldier ghosts that are appearing, and they don't know what to do about it. And it's been happening for maybe a week or so, but they're getting way more. They were hard to see at first, but now they're getting way more thicker, and they've started attacking people, not visitors, because this happens usually when the sun goes down. But now they started getting further, they're able to wander further and further from the fort. And when they would see somebody who works there from the Parks Department, they just start attacking. So the sun is going to be going down a little while. And they've already started to see them because they're also showing up earlier in the day. So now they're like, they've already started showing up earlier than normal. So they put in a call to you guys thinking that tonight might be pretty bad. Probably going to be the worst night that they've had since they're showing up this early. And they've been getting worse every night.
Since it was an actual fort.
Are you sure it's not?
No, that's what they say. They say they're very confused because they know full well this is a reproduction fort. It is not even close to where the actual real fort was. So they're
walking into walls that think are supposed to be doors.
They'll explain more when you get there, but yeah, they have no idea why this is happening. No one's supposed to have even died at the fort. Like, this is ridiculous.
Not even by accident.
Not
even a tourist who ate too much.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys can load up. The European Ghostbusters are going to follow behind you in the van.
And one of them is driving that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sid, the Australian. Is driving. He's their driver.
It seems like a profoundly bad idea. I've seen Mad Max. Or a great idea. I don't know how this ghost thing's gonna go down. So, you guys, we should have filled the Ecto-1 full of sand.
Yeah, for the record, I just want to state, I know that Australia is not in Europe. We're just gonna call them that for simplicity's sake.
Europe isn't even a continent. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Europe is a weird country.
Yeah, Europe is a weird country in Asia. Let's be honest.
All right, so you guys picked your cards.
What was that? Because I'm gonna wear the slime suit.
Yeah, that's standard for you now.
Do we abandon the beach kit this time?
No, it stays in the Ecto-1.
Okay, stays in the Ecto-1.
All right, cool. All right, so I got their equipment, what they're gonna get based on what you guys chose. So you guys pull up, and it's getting around sunset, the sun's going down. Christopher Jacobs, he's outside waving you guys in. You guys, he waves you in beyond the parking lot to drive up to the side of the fort. And in fact, I even forgot I did this. Printed up a map for you guys to make this very simple.
Actually, what it looks like?
Yeah,
that's what it looked like back in the day too.
No, it is a reconstruction of what it really looked like. I did go and make this based on the actual layout. I didn't go there, but I figured out what it was.
I'd love to go to this place sometime.
Yeah. So anyway, the parking lot is up in here. You guys came up, this way. And the way it's laid out is, obviously, here's the fort. I got the scale here. This is about 20 feet. So if I remember correctly, it was 80 feet walls, 80 feet long, square, and was it 20? I guess it's 20 feet walls for each of these bastions or blockhouses. So you guys pull in up here, the van pulls in behind you. Yeah, you guys get out, start strapping on your packs and stuff, and Chris Ridiculous comes up and he's like, all right, yeah, you can't see them yet, they're all inside the fort. Basically what's been happening is as the sun would go down, you'd start to see them, they'd be like pretty transparent, but the more the sun went down, the more clearly we could see them. I don't know total how many there are. There's a few. We've seen several. It's been hard to get close to the fort once the sun goes down because they start actually guarding it. I don't know what the heck's going on because it's no secret. This is a recreated fort. The actual site of the fort is over a mile away. Even then, nobody died. The fort was only active for 3 months after it was built, before it was abandoned. And this is true. I just have no idea why this is happening. After the sun would go down, we would try and get close to like lock it up for the night. They would just start come out and start firing their guns. I don't think they really hit us or anything, but I don't want to stick around to find out if they're real or not.
What kind of clothes are they wearing?
They're wearing Civil War outfits, which is weird because this was built for the Seminole Indian War. He just says, I am aware, though, that several months ago, they bought other period costumes, including things of the Civil War, including some Indian pieces and everything else. So there are Civil War uniforms inside the fort, inside these like little, they're like mini museums inside these. Like,
you're playing with fire here, man.
He's like, well, I mean, how are we supposed to know? You know, everything was fine for several months up until a week ago. You guys can still check it out now, because again, the sun's not down yet, so it's getting like, you know, a very pink hue or what's going on or whatever. But he just recommends that you guys try not to stay there after night, after the sun actually goes down, because that's when they start noticing people. Like they're kind of unaware of where they are and everything. But once that happens, that they get very angry. Okay.
Well, I hand him the release form first thing.
Okay, yeah, he signs it.
Awesome.
No problem.
All right, let's burn down the fort, guys.
it's like problem solved. This whole thing is like it's a recreated, it's a rebuilt thing to be the same size as the fort. Each one of these little rooms is two stories, you know, like the fort would be. It's basically a mini museum behind with like this glass cases of uniforms and muskets and, you know, all this other stuff that's in each of these. Inside the storeroom, again, it's like a mini museum. It's about that size. It has a door there and everything. Again, it's just stuff behind glass, just, you know, artifacts and whatnot. Here, though, this is the Black Powder Magazine room. It looks like a small shack, but actually there's a ladder leading down because they stored all of their black powder underground in case there was an accident. So there's like an underground area, but normally that's not open to tourists. It's just, they just see the shack. He says, other than that, we haven't been sticking around close enough to see what they really do at night. We've just kind of avoided it, but...
Alright, I guess, one proton pack, one slam blower each.
You also got five European Ghostbusters with you.
Oh, yeah.
I know the names may not be as easy to remember so much as the images of who they are, so I'll just say the Frenchman, the spy, if you will. He's got the slam blower, the trap. He's got a slam blower and a trap. The medic, the German, in other words. He's got a proton pack in PKE.
Does the Australian, like, is it dark enough for him to comfortably take off his aviators?
Nah.
He's like, they never come. they don't come off, but he actually he'll take them off because he's actually carrying the slime blower and goggles. Put the goggles over his aviators to see night vision, like the Russian, the heavy, he's carrying a proton pack and goggles.
No weapons.
Demoman is carrying a proton pack and a trap.
Aye.
Okay.
If you want the heavy and the spy, that's one proton pack, one slime blower.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, so I guess you two with them, and then we'll take the other three with us. So, the German, the Scotsman, and the Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives us...
Which gives you two proton packs and a slime blower.
Wait a second. Maybe we should bring the German with us. You guys want the spy?
Sure.
Okay, we'll take the medic.
Wonderful!
He's not really a medic, but yes. Yeah. Like, if it'll make it easier to confirm, to make sure who's who, yeah, we'll use that. So you guys want the medic... And the heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Medic and the heavy, all four of you as a team.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you guys get the sniper, the spy, and...
our scout.
And the demo man.
Boink.
Okay.
And I've got my goggles down. Am I seeing anything?
Okay, yeah. If you know, they're following your lead, I guess whoever has the goggles with you, that would be the... the sniper. He's got the goggles on too. So he's, you would see as you're approaching the fort, because these walls are fairly high. Like they're more than one story high. When you get to the opening, you can see that there is some activity going on in here. This is a tiny cannon, by the way. As you approach, you can see there's a flurry of activity going on. It's hard to tell how many are in there. You're probably not going to know how many until you actually get inside there. But they're going on, and they're just sort of, it seems like very calm. Like they're kind of, you can still see through them very easily. They're very thin looking and almost like cel-shaded outlines of themselves. They don't notice you at all. They're sort of making their rounds. You can hear like chatter going on amongst themselves, but they totally don't see you.
Okay. So if you've got the larger group, we'll go the further distance. So I guess, do you want to hit the North Bastion and we can start maybe scanning the exhibits and stuff and see if anything comes up?
Okay.
Okay, so so that's the five of you then, because there's three of them with you.
All right.
I mean, you guys just start walking through. You can just notice that, again, they don't notice you at all. They just don't even see you. Though some of them even walk through you. They just don't. They have no clue you're even there.
It's rude.
Yeah, and they have no idea.
Oh, I feel so funky.
Yeah, it's very cold when they do that. Anyways, so if you guys move in here and you want to start scanning or whatever, you're picking up levels. I mean, go ahead, just give me a brains roll. Whoever's got it. You got a PKE.
Yeah.
You're picking up. You're picking up levels like a class 2 energy, just sort of all throughout the area. And if you go into the blockhouse, it's just as much as it is outside. You don't see any ghosts in there yet because most of them are outside milling around. Right now, your best guess is you're dealing with like at least you're looking at maybe 5 to 7 from just wandering around outside here.
Right. Okay.
I'll cut to you guys now. So if you guys,
we're gonna go in the powder room.
Okay, you're gonna like climb down the ladder and go into this thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys climb in. I mean, again, as you walk through, you know, the fort, same deal. You get in there. It's very tiny. It's like a little ladder. You climb down. Inside, there's just a large cutout area. It looks almost freshly done. That almost covers the same area of the fort itself. And it's very dark in there.
Wow, it's a really big area. Much bigger than we were expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just a reconstruction, so you really weren't expecting... You were expecting just a hole and just like maybe a small area just for storing actual things that the park would have. But this is like a huge area down there for storing things, and there are a few ghosts down there. It's very hard to see because it's also getting kind of dark and they're still very thin, so but you're seeing like maybe 2 to 3 ghosts.
I ready a flashlight.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn on yet.
Well, I put my goggles on.
Okay.
And I have a look.
You up to your
27?
Don't even
count. Yeah, like 28.
You can see forever. You're counting 3 down there. They're not very strong. It's very small readings, but they don't notice you yet. They're still just kind of talking amongst themselves. They're not really. It's almost like grumbling. Like they're not really speaking. It's more, you know,
like grunts talking.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like this babble that you can't remember. Yeah. But that's what you guys are seeing. They're just sort of moving around as if they're moving things, but there's nothing actually down there. It's just like this huge open underground area.
Okay, I turn on the flashlight.
Okay, you do. They don't react to it actually. They're just like,
what do I see? It's just yeah, completely empty.
This is like it starts off like it was carved out like with the pavement and stuff that's down there. Just like a small storage area. There's a couple of like you know rakes and you know gardening equipment and stuff that the actual people would use to keep up appearances of this reconstructed fort. But it then digs into the earth that this clearly doesn't look like it's supposed to be this way. This the earth is dug out like the entire length of the fort, and they're moving prop boxes that say explosives on it. It's not full of explosives. It's like but it's made to be you know seen up there. But they're moving it around trying to take inventory of it as if this was actually their fort or whatever. But you do know by your watch, the sun's going to go down in like a few minutes, so things are going to start to change.
What time of day is it right now?
Sun's about to go down. It's on like it's right. You know like it's halfway on the horizon, so sun's almost out. Let me cut back to you guys. Yeah, you didn't see anything in here, but I mean you guys saw it. You definitely saw at least 3 down inside the black powder room. So you guys, assuming if you're done looking, if you just look outside, you're going to see. You're definitely seeing 5 figures.
Okay.
Out here, milling about.
Should we check out the storeroom?
Yeah, I guess. Let's, because at this point, they're probably going to start noticing us. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll follow along in between the wall and the back of the storeroom.
What, faction of the Civil War?
These are Union. They look like Union soldiers.
Okay.
All right, I guess, yeah.
You just want to sort of sneak in and go in, like,
kind of sneak around the back and then just kind of dip in. That way, hopefully,
okay,
kind of get...
You can go in because they're when you go
are
in...
Are they responding to us yet?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, when you look in, they're kind of like... Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know if they saw something or not. So it's... You know, it's getting a little tense because they're picking up and they start talking more amongst themselves. Like, you don't hear words, but it's more like, yeah, like, did you see that? What's, you know, like, something... Like, there's an air of, don't want to say paranoia, but they're detecting something, but they're not sure what yet. They're still kind of waking up, as it were.
They pull out their Civil War PKE meters.
There's humans here! Like, well, yeah, like, the water
dowsing rod.
Yeah, the dowsing rod.
They're pointing at us, like, right over there. Like, I don't see that.
Yeah, I mean...
A Ouija board that just spells out Dear Margaret. My dearest Margaret.
Dearest Margaret. I'll say right around now, the sun, it's getting really low. They're coming in pretty thick. You guys are inside the storeroom. You guys are still down in the black powder room. Inside the storeroom, you don't see any... There's no ghosts in there, but you can see from inside. There's like a couple of windows and stuff. They're coming in pretty thick, and as the sun just dips under that horizon, you still got, like, the magic hour effect. There's still some light, but... They're getting pretty full now, pretty thick, and it's becoming more vocal and getting more orders. They're actually picking up the pace of what they're doing, kind of, you know, checking the front gate and everything. Starting, a couple of them are kind of hovering, and they do actually have some legs. Some of them do, some of them don't, but they're moving around, making their perimeter checks and everything like that.
Since I've never been there at night, is there electricity in this room that we're in at all?
There is in this room, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're
about to, like, blow their minds.
Okay. is there a light switch I can just, like, flick off or something?
Let's just say yeah.
Okay, then I'll just kill the power and maybe we can just kind of all grab a wall near a window so we can kind of stay out of sight. And we're maybe just look out the window and see what's going on. And I'll walkie-talkie the other group and let them know what I see. Know that, guys, okay. there's five out
question.
Here. They're kind of...
If I was to, like, break into one of the, like, the sort of the museum parts and steal, like, a union outfit and put it on, could I, like, run amongst their midst and, like, hey, what are we doing right now?
There are uniforms in there.
How many uniforms?
I know we're not for everybody.
Let's say,
on the powder
let's
room,
say, let's say, say
like, what hey, what are we preparing for?
Let's say
in the cannon.
I'll say in the storeroom there are two uniforms.
Man, I'm really tempted to do that.
And now, you also remember that
we have the spy.
That's right.
So there's two of you. Yeah, there's you two, the spy, Frenchman.
If we just look like ghosts, I mean, if we just look like ghosts, then there's really no point in...
Wait, are there, like, giant bags of flour?
I was going to say, I'm going to say flour. Sorry, we're late.
It's like a Marx Brothers movie.
Trying to blend in with the ghosts. It's just, oh, hey, what's
like
up, guys?
Laurel and Hardy. Like,
that was a Western
Hardy
front
Betty.
Look.
It's like... I mean, there's no actual flour in there, but I mean, there are the uniforms. There is some of the equipment, like the guns and things like that.
All right, let's go with it, man.
You're gonna go?
I always want to see what I look like in union uniform.
You and the spy?
Yeah.
You and the spy are gonna go in there.
Don the garb.
Okay, I mean, you're gonna have to open
break
it
over
oh,
with
please.
Our plasma.
Yeah, if you open it up all silently and stuff, go ahead. I mean, okay, well, let's say you suit up.
This is a Scooby Doo.
Are you gonna put your proton pack down and leave it behind? Like, what are you gonna do?
I carry it with me. I'm just gonna.
You carry it on your back and just sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of let your cool just, play it out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is
like,
the new.
Yeah, this is a new
model.
Weapon straight from Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
All right, so you and
you just to hunt vampires.
That's
what
I say.
So you and the spy, the Frenchman, you dress up, and he's like, "This is ridiculous." It's like, I mean, but you're like,
"It's quite ridiculous."
But he believes you're a professional, so he's gonna follow your lead.
I know, I promise. This is how we solve all of our problems.
So you give me, what do you want to do? So you're dressed up, you're in the storeroom.
So I want to go attend to talk to one of them.
Okay, give me a cool roll to see if you can, like a bluff. Sort
right,
of.
And
okay.
I guess I ready the other guys.
Yeah. After you.
I have a slam.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Ah, hell.
What did you roll, though?
This guy. 10, 13.
13 and a ghost? Okay. We'll say,
I just can't have a picture of playing with Team Fortress characters. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's
what they are. That's what
okay.
they're meant to be that, yeah.
Okay.
So, for all intents and purposes, you can picture them as, that's just fine. So, yeah, you can, so let's say you walk up to one with the spy, he's with you there, the Frenchman, and you're like, what do you want to ask? Like, what do you want to just say?
So what are we doing? How's what's going on right now? I'm asleep.
Whoever you approached turns to you with his ghostly, like, white eyes. Like, it's pretty spooky. He just starts barking, like, and he's very angry for some reason, but you don't understand a word of it.
Slow down. English, please.
These are big boy words.
Yeah. And he looks at you like you just barked at him, like with nonsense words. And so
we're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, tempers are kind of flaring. So he's motioning for you to like get to the wall, just like to like man the wall. He's looking at both of you like criticizing. All right.
I go up to the wall.
Okay,
easy.
And he's disgusted with you. So the Frenchman, the spy, if you will, he's sort of following you. It's like very quiet and scared. Just sort of follows the lead.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, it's like he follows you.
The first time he's ever seen a ghost in his life.
Yeah, it's like, so, and he's dressed in this uniform. Like, yeah, it's
normal.
Like,
preposterous.
No, he's got he's wearing his slime blower. He's got a slime blower on, and you got your proton pack, so he just sort of follows you with your clinking along with your equipment, but they don't seem to notice at first. So let me come back to you guys. You're still down there. They're fully formed now.
Can they see us?
They can see you, but it's still dark down there because there's no electricity like down where they was dug out. So they're basically seeing silhouettes of people.
I mouthed the word. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
If you guys want to sneak out, they let you go. They're just like, oh, that was strange, you know, sort of. So you guys climb back up and you can see, you know, the activity. When you get up back to surface level, you see Blake and the spy, dressed in uniform, sort of guarding the wall, looking around. Like,
oh god, he's gone native.
Look at them both, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Dummkopfs!
But you guys, Bjornstad and the spy, who are dressed up in Union soldier uniforms, see Briggs and Tobin strolling up the path this way because they're guarding the wall by the door here.
I'm definitely whistling.
Oh no.
So just to catch up everyone, Briggs went to City Hall to get the paperwork done for Tobin, and he's brought Tobin. So now Briggs is showing up with Tobin. You must have taken a cab, I'm assuming.
Definitely. So, best cab ride ever.
So you're showing up with Tobin, not really sure what you're walking into here, but so if you want a better stop him before he comes. You mean you're seeing he's gonna walk right into this?
Right. I'm glad he didn't bring a walkie talkie.
What I want to do is I want to run up to him and just pretend like he's my prisoner. And I'm gonna put my gun to the back. And I'm like, you know, everybody else sees him. I tell the other ghosts to back off. You know, everybody back off. I got this one, and then I lead him.
Okay. Give me your cool.
Okay.
I like that a lot. Tony and I are very unhappy.
You're like, what's going on, dude?
And you're like, and you're looking at Briggs like, just go with it.
we're both very confused.
18? Okay, yeah.
Successfully take Briggs prisoner.
So with 18, you and the spy, you run up to Briggs and Tobin and start shouting, "Oh, you got prisoners! We got some prisoners here!" All of the soldiers, they turn to look and they're just like, they're like in agreement. Like, oh, this is good. Yes, bring him in. They start shouting.
This is the easiest capture we've ever taken.
Yeah, they're with you and the spy. They're looking at Briggs and Tobin, just like...
Just like, babbling,
arguing. Yeah, babbling, arguing of like what to do. And they're like, what are you doing here? It's
I'm terribly confused. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, you have no idea what's happening.
So are we.
Yeah, so if you want to lead them, I mean, wherever you want to lead them now, you're behind Briggs and Tobin, nudging them.
Is there somewhere else you'd like to go?
I mean, I know you guys
are...
It's
just me and the spy right now.
It's just you and the spy right now, but you can lead them... You can lead them anywhere you want, really, but you know that Pool's in here with...
In the storeroom?
Yeah, you know he's still in there with the sniper and the...
You go back into the storeroom.
Okay, you want to lead them in there, like, get in your cell or whatever.
More quiet.
Yeah. All right, you lead them in there, and the other soldiers get back to work, so...
Well played.
Convince them that you got them in there.
I'm really in a cell?
No, he's in the storeroom. You just let them in. He's led you in this area of the storeroom, which is basically just one open area with a bunch of glass boxes.
How is Tobin responding to this? Is he just like...
Tobin was kind of like, you know, nervous with all of these ghosts shouting and everything, but he's following Briggs, and he, you know, can see...
The spy has a gun on him, too.
You know, the spy's got his slime blowers. But he's confident.
I will slime this dog.
Yeah, he's going confidently, like, you know, he's playing his part.
It will take
well.
Forever to get out of his fur.
You bring him into the storeroom. Let me cut back to these guys who are just climbing out of the black powder room, and you saw all that happen, and they were all distracted. So while they're distracted with that, if you want to do something while they're all distracted with him leading in his prisoner of Briggs and Tobin, you can do it then, or you can wait until after things settle back down.
I think that sounds appropriate. Like, just try to, like, just confidently walk towards there.
Yeah.
As far as, like, this was a big setup to lure this guy in.
Okay, so, like, where do you want to go? Just want to go up to,
just
like,
walk into the storeroom.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to do this while they're all distracted with Briggs and Tobin and everything like that? Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys are gonna have to give me a moves. Everybody needs to give me a moves.
Got a strut.
Okay, I got 11.
17.
Here's the heavy. Okay, I roll for both of them. You guys start walking, just making your way up to the storeroom. The other soldiers don't really seem to notice you. You kind of blend in fairly well. But the medic, the German, the last one out, he's just sort of like, some reason he sticks out. Just something about him doesn't sit them quite right. And they immediately start looking at all four of you guys, and they're just like, start shouting, like, they're confused. They don't really see that you're Ghostbuster, but something about you doesn't sit right with them.
I'm gonna...
And they move in.
I'm gonna immediately slap the medic. and yell at him, like, grab the front of his shirt, yank him to me, and start yelling at him, like, mind your tongue, you're our prisoner. It's the only way we got you in here.
Alright, give me a cool roll. Give me a cool.
It's like,
is going on?
I point at the storeroom. And then I slap him again.
Yeah.
I like that. We haven't taught them anything. They just acted like clowns. You're a bit funny.
The heavy's like, when we bust ghosts everywhere.
I slap him too.
This is your cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're bluffing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's 18.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. He literally.
This is good. No. This is tough. This is tough.
23.
29.
Yeah,
that was one less than I was hoping for. So you're slapping him around. Let's say you're slapping him around.
Slowly encircling.
Yeah, they're slowly encircling, and they see that the medic is not one of them. They're convinced, and they immediately just start like gunning for him and like start shouting and like they're going pretty crazy pretty quick.
I look at one and I start nodding like in agreement with him.
He's
and then I'm going to point at the medic. I'm going to slap the medic again. I'm going to point at the guy and then I motion
to
the medic.
With that roll, they're looking at you very suspiciously. I mean,
I throw my hands up.
Are you not entertained? No, they're being very suspicious and they start nudging all four of you.
Not good.
Like they're getting pretty angry pretty fast.
Our bayonets fixed.
Their guns are not physically there. They're like they're spent.
Okay, so they can't actually. They're not nudging us really.
No, but they're definitely making like you know, Ewok style with spears. Like they're very accusatory. They're aiming as if they're going to fire, yeah. but they're.
I start reciting the Pledge of Allegiance very loudly.
Was there Pledge of Allegiance that long ago?
They wouldn't understand it anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I just want to be like making a scene. And then I say, save me, come in here, capture me, guys, other Ghostbusters, please come outside. So, I'm trying to make a stand so that they'll come out and vouch for me.
So it's you three with Briggs, who's still in a Ghostbuster suit. The only person who's in a Civil War outfit is Bjornstad and the spy. So what do you guys, you hear Josh
yelling out confidence as anything.
Okay.
And I nudge one of the ghosts, you know, that's next to me.
Like, get out of the way, like, or whatever.
Like, I nudge my way through, and I'm like, who's this guy? Who's this guy?
You're not vouching for him? Like, he's asking
you? Oh, wait. You, what are you guys doing out here? You're supposed to be in there. Get in there. And I tell you guys, I told him to get in there.
All right, give me a cool. All right.
24?
22. Okay, they definitely don't like the medic, the German. He's getting pretty scared because they're all basically focused on him. You start coming in vouching for him. They buy it. They still think you're one of the soldiers. Yeah. So you're like, no, get out. You just come in here and you start waving them into the storeroom.
I should have been a fast talk.
And fast talk wouldn't really, because they don't understand what you're saying.
Cover your.
All right.
That's just as much gibberish as normal English to them. But you usher them into the storm really quickly. But now all of the soldiers are kind of mumbling amongst themselves, and they're standing outside the storeroom. They've stopped patrolling. They're like focused on you. You're like, oh, I'm taking care of it. Whatever. Goodbye. Close the door. They're just sort of like this. So they're standing outside the storeroom, staring at the storeroom. All of you were in there with the European Ghostbusters. So you're kind of stuck in there now. You're going to have some... up to you guys now.
Thanks, Bjornstedt. Sorry for slapping you.
you look hilarious, French guy. High breaks.
guys, what... I would expect this of me.
Look in here. Do we see anything from the Civil War? This is the most important part.
The only costumes that were in there were definitely...
A dress. Briggs, please, have there be...
Hold on. I will say
Southern Belle to
no,
the
I'll say,
airport.
No.
The worst thing about it is that I would have the best chance of... the bluff. My bluff is so high.
I'll say the,
Thank you. Little umbrella.
I mean, there's not... Let me describe what's in the room first. I'll say that you've opened up the glass containers that are holding
your
the Civil War.
Your leg dangles out, you know.
With a boot. My hairy leg. So, you and the spy are wearing Civil War Union soldier uniforms. In this room, there's other prop guns, like muskets, smaller trinkets like tin cans and things of that nature. The only other thing that's like human size is a a dress, but it's not like it's a Seminole Indian squam dress because this was built for the Seminole Indian War. So there is that, but other than that, there's not much else stuff that might be.
Oh,
that you
guys, I forged the squam.
But I mean, regardless, the situation still has not changed. You're still in this room, so there's 10 Ghostbusters and one dog in this freaking storeroom. It's a little crowded, but screw it. You know,
I am the good looking one. So
with a cool of one.
It's okay. I'm good looking. I can just walk through.
I think
the usual stuff isn't working, guys.
Alright. European Ghostbusters are probably terrified of us.
No, at this point, I think we should start trying to figure out what our goal is with this whole dressing up and convincing them we're one of them.
We're trying to communicate with them. That didn't work out.
Is this literally just like the flamingo skit from Mitchell and Webb? Like, we're just gonna become them eventually?
I mean, right now, this is looking more like the end of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You guys are stuck in a small room. Outside is an army, basically, who are very suspicious of you guys.
We're a sorry bunch of losers!
They signed the paper, right?
Let's
just break these windows and ten of us.
The difference between
the crowd.
The difference between Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. There was two of them. There's 10 of us. And we have weapons that don't take a full minute to reload.
Yeah, that's true.
And are real.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
You're seeing at least 8 of them.
So the three have come up, or
three have come up. You're seeing as far as you can see, if you look out the windows, if you're seeing headcount, we give you at least 8 of them, and they're.
All right. Do any of them look particularly officerly? Like
no.
Any of them?
No. These soldiers outside, they're getting pretty restless.
I'm kind of wanting to just break these windows down and just. All 10 of us just like.
At the end of the day, we don't know why.
Fuck it. I'm gonna shatter a window, and I'm gonna slime tether like one of the ghosts just to the ground. Take the end of the slime blower, smash the window, and just fire and tether one to the ground.
And you had a ghost on it?
Yeah, I've got 14 and a ghost.
14 and a ghost?
Yeah.
You smash the window, and as soon as that happens, they all are alerted. They're all focused back on the storm again. Mm-hmm. You do hit one, and you do tether to the ground, but in the commotion, he just walks right out of it, just snaps it immediately. And now they're like, one of them just yells, and he motions at the fort.
Barricade the door!
Yeah, they just,
they're ghosts.
They all raise their weapons, preparing to fire.
I'm gonna go out the side door.
There's only one door.
There's only one door? Okay,
yeah. I'm just one door front. There's two windows in the back, and there's a window up front here, and there's another window by the door, and the door's closed.
I'm gonna go to the next window, and I'm just gonna boson dart near the rear of their, one of the guys who's near the rear of their group.
14?
15, sorry.
15 and the ghost?
15 and the ghost.
Alright, you fire your boson dart, a shell landed. And they land, and it's like a battle has just begun.
Yes.
And it's like, so yeah, you guys, the battle has begun, let's just say.
Now, this big area that's dug out underneath us, do we feel like the land underneath us is solid?
When you're walking above, it feels like it was solid, but this land was dug out further than should be. It's there's no support system in there. It's not very safe.
Why is nobody barricading the door?
Because ghosts can walk through the
they
door.
They assume it is an actual fort.
They are assuming it's an actual fort.
I imagine
they, think, yeah.
they will stop at the door if it is barricaded.
Alright, so, I mean, they waited long enough. They're gonna open fire with their guns. You hear all of this. They just all open fire, and you hear projectiles hitting the fort, like the window, the other window that's by the door, and smashing it and everything. You're not really sure what. You know these aren't real guns, but something's being fired and it's breaking things all through, so...
The bullets
yeah,
come
after,
out of the slim end,
you guys are dumped down, I'm assuming. It's natural, I would, you know. You hear them ordering for reloading, so they're reloading, but they're still outside. While you're looking through the window, and they're taking aim again, so before you duck out of sight, because they're taking aim, you notice, let's say three of them, are rolling the cannon around.
Oh, shit.
And aiming it towards the storeroom door. All
right, guys. Well, I mean, you need to tether that cannon elsewhere.
Yeah.
Make it not around here.
They're gonna fire. The ones who are ready fire off another shot. You can hear it hitting the outside door.
Is there a way to possibly tether it so the cannon? No. I want these guys who are preparing this cannon. I want to slam tether it so it connects to the cannon, connects to like a far wall over here, and the cannon flips up and faces them.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Go ahead and give me a wound roll. Whoever's gonna do that.
And give it a go. 15.
You hit it. Okay. Yeah. You hit it. You connect, and it starts to pull it. Right now, it just sort of pulls it up. It doesn't go all the way over yet, but it is up. But it's still aiming at the door, just sort of the roof. So if you duck down, you wouldn't get hit if anything was fired.
Frenchie.
Like, but of course.
So, all right.
Suck with you.
He's gonna go for it.
Mon Dieu.
Yeah. Okay. He hits it and it pulls it up to where it's sort of like up. It would miss. It would definitely miss the story. If can't fuck it, that can give you that's gonna clear up enough time if one of you wants to do another.
The outcome was never really in doubt.
What about the other attack? I mean, the other Europeans with their proton packs.
I mean, they're kind of following your lead. They're not gonna just start firing unless you tell them to.
No, I'm gonna yell like, "Return fire!"
Or just go.
Yeah, just
right,
go.
They're gonna go for
the Europeans like a formation and just be like,
on
fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Just they're gonna open it up.
Let's go, mate.
I imagine heavy.
Dude, can I all three at the same time just do three boson
burners? Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah,
they'll do that.
Yeah, let's do that exact thing. Yeah.
For that, just to make it simple, I'm gonna pick the one with the best moves and just roll for him, and he can roll for everybody.
Give him a gobful!
The demo is like, "Alright lads, let's go on the count of three!" And they fire on three.
How are them lads?!
Three of them come at once, just right into the center of the center mass of all of the soldiers.
Nice shot, come on!
Just knocks them down, it's a big hit.
They're gonna have to slime tether you back
together! Does one of them make that, the noise, the stock?
The Wilhelm scream?
Yeah,
Yeah.
That was well done.
Yeah. I hear too many. Yeah.
All of you are dead! Not a big surprise.
All of the soldiers are looking pretty bad. I mean, you've hit them hard. Like, I mean, with on top of the three European Ghostbusters with their boson darts, your guys' boson darts, they're all looking very staggering. They've been they're shell-shocked. They are completely just...
We're in a good team!
No mercy!
Yeah, it's a hard battle for these guys, but they're not giving up just quite yet. You want to toss out a trap? Okay, so you just in the middle of them?
Yep.
Alright, I mean, you don't have to open it just yet.
Do you want
to
go ahead and head out of the storage room at this point, kind of?
I mean, they're looking, they're definitely,
and
there's
we have
like
more room for our, like,
yeah, there's like, you know, because you, wherever these boson darts have impacted the ground, like a column of dirt came up and everything, it's kind of... It's smoky and everything. As far as these guys are concerned, they're in the battle for their lives. but they're already dead.
They lost, basically.
They are losing. They're losing.
They lost before this battle started because
yeah,
they're already dead.
They all sort of scattered on the ground. And
yeah, they're all the soldiers outside are looking very scattered, but they're kind of getting up. Some of them are reloading their weapons and everything, but as far as being...
Pick them off, gents!
They're not nearly as organized as they were when this began. From your guys' experience, you know this guy's going to be captured. He's ready.
Okay. Right. Is he close enough for the trap for it to have any effect?
He is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I step on the trap and see what happens.
Okay, you open it up. I mean, if you open it up, he's on the ground. He's just, like, slowly being dragged across the
line. on his face. He's rubbing his beard in dirt.
I mean, let's say...
the trap away and just keeps going.
I mean, let's say he pulls him close to the trap, but he's on the ground. so it's not sucking him in.
I guess you haven't gone right recently.
Yeah.
So why don't you?
Do you have a slime?
Leave the trap open.
He has a protein pack. So yeah.
You want to hit him? If you hit him, you got it.
Why don't you and one of the European guys tag him?
So you want to be like you and a.
Yeah. So I'm gonna blast him.
Okay.
There we go.
11. You hit him. Yeah. Let's say we'll get a. the heavy. Heavy's ready to shoot. He's like, so he runs up next to you. You have a capture streak for certain, so you get it. It's on, and he's this poor guy's on the ground. Like this thing's spinning around him. He's got no idea what's going on. So the heavy's gonna go for it. You and the heavy got a capture streak on this guy. Give me another move roll. See if you can get him back. Okay, you guys cover this guy. You lift him up off the ground. You and the heavy pick him up, and he gets sucked right into the trap. Trap is still open. This guy's in. You guys can power up your proton packs, and he can't come back out.
Harishaw!
So the trap's still open. One down. 7 to go.
The trap is still open.
Trap is still open.
Okay.
I'm gonna kick
I'm
open
just gonna
the door.
Walk out of the storm. I'm tired of being in here.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna walk.
It's feeling pretty safe because the five that are here, they're done. The two that are by the cannon are panicking, but they're like they don't really know what to do.
I walk out, and I grab a couple of ghosts that are on the ground and drag them towards the trap.
You just want to throw them in?
Yeah.
All right, give me your muscles. Just standard muscles. Unless, what's your muscle? Your muscle brought. Just give me standard muscles.
Okay.
For every ghost you want to drag in.
That is 11 and a ghost.
11's enough to pull one in.
I look in the trap.
let's say when you throw one in, it blinds you for a second, so you can only do one right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna come to your next turn. So you're just like, oh, jeez. So
I looked in the trap, right?
So you did actually just grab a ghost and throw it in the trap.
Yeah, because he's got those slime.
It's laying down on the ground.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the European Ghostbusters are like, holy crap. Like, they just see a man walk and pick up. Throw it in there. Oh wait, I looked in the trap. Sorry. Give me a second. You're not even
banging myself.
Yeah, you've basically flashbanged yourself, but you're not even panicked because all these other ones are down for the count. So you're just standing there waiting, like rubbing your eyes, like, all right, give me a few seconds.
I'll take care of this.
Yeah,
a second.
Yeah.
Don't waste your ammo over here.
Pulls heading to the toward, heading to.
Sunshine, there's two left over here who are like panicking.
I'm gonna follow his lead, and I'm gonna try to slime clear the guys at the cannon towards the trap.
Okay.
I feel bad because all these guys think we're pro slavery.
17.
17?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit one. Let me get a. Yeah, it starts pulling him. This guy's like. He's clawing at the grass. It pulls him close to the trap, and it pulls him basically right there, but it's not sucking him in. He's still got some fight left in him. I guess now we're going to go back to pool.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and try and grab the other one.
Oh, wait, actually, before we get back to you, there's one guy left at the. Right. At thing. He's seen his buddy get dragged away. He's basically realizing the cannon is.
A lost cause.
The cannon's a lost cause. So he's got his back to the doors here, and he's just like seeing. 10 men just throwing his buddies around because they're all down. So he's got his musket has since been reloaded before he's messing with the cannon. So he's gonna take aim. I'm trying to figure. I would imagine the closest one's probably Mike. So he's gonna take an aim for Mike. He fires. The musket shot comes out and an impact hits you pretty hard and it knocks you off of your feet. When you look down, you're feeling like wet, damp. You've been slimed all over like your entire torso, and it's just like it's knocked you down. So you were slimed.
Gross.
Yeah, it's
that's great. It's
like, you're not dead, so that's the good news. It's like, but you are slime, so your cool rolls are now going to be half.
Like I've already walked out, so I walk closer to him, mm-hmm. and now he's unarmed. So.
Yeah, he's not going to fire.
I literally walk right up to him.
He's quickly trying to repower his weapon.
I touch it to his forehead.
Like, drum and mark him into the trap. It's like go.
If you're that close, you don't even roll.
Alrighty.
You want to slime tether him?
Yeah.
You slime tether him. Yeah. It pulls him just like before. He gets dragged with trap. He's not getting sucked in, but he is right there. At this point, Josh has got his vision back, and they're all on the ground. Like none of them are standing up. They're all done for. So if you just want to start rolling,
there's none with any fight left in him.
No.
Josh, dude, I really hope that the heavy sees Josh doing this. And goes and tries.
Oh yeah, the heavy
slime all over his arms. Like,
The heavy sees you doing this and he's like, ah! And he goes over and he just threw them and gets slime all over his gloves. He's like,
I don't understand. Why this baby man lift them and throw them in?
It's like, we'll, after tonight, we're gonna see who's baby man.
So just give me three muscle rolls just so you can throw them all.
Okay.
Otherwise, you guys, it's.
13. Scottish guy have a bagpipe?
Not all of them.
13.
Okay, 13. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you just take them one by one. I was just going to say, you get five in the trap. Mm-hmm. The trap closes itself. You throw in five, trap closes on its own.
That way you roll three
it beeps. And it's full, okay. Yeah. You, whoever else has a trap, now Josh is basically standing there.
Breaks.
Yeah, you throw it out, open it up. You get it in, trap closed, you have two full traps basically smoking and ready to go.
I almost joined their bloody team!
I will say at this point, when you guys have walked out and the cannon has been moved and everything like that, where you're standing and all these boson darts have been hitting the ground, you're feeling the ground start to sag. It's starting to move, and you guys know for a fact what's that this the ground you're standing on is basically hollow.
Very bad.
You guys don't really understand that. You're just like, this is weird.
Man.
Everybody
shout to run.
Yeah, you shout to run. Everybody gives
the one.
It's like, retreat! It's like, everyone needs to give a move roll to get out of here in time.
Oh, this is bad!
I rolled a five, but I'm assuming that I see everybody run past me while I'm holding two traps.
Do you want to be carrying both traps?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and then I just drop the traps, and I reach my hand to the sky like a Kuma, and punch the ground.
Okay. So just so we're clear, you guys all run. You throw the traps to the main entrance. You can do that. Everybody makes it. Blake is hauling ass, but he trips, and he falls. So he's like by, he's by you. The European Ghostbusters make it, except for the Demo Man.
Oh, me mother Tilly.
The Demo Man, just, he's not fast enough, and you're there. He rolled like one better than two. So if you just go,
Yeah, okay, just hold like, on, yeah. Hold on. I reach for the sky, and I go, everyone brace yourselves. And I want to make them think that I'm punching the ground.
I see you're bluffing.
You just see the ground from like the center outward, like I think it was. And it just collapses. It's Bjornstad, LaForge, and the Devil Man just fall into it. And as the dust clears, you're all in there about waist deep. It's not that far down, but it's you guys can climb out, dust yourselves off because no one really failed that bad. Like you did roll a ghost die, but you basically succeeded with the roll anyway. So. No one was hurt.
I feel like every bone in my body's broke.
But it'll take you guys a few minutes to clear yourselves out. And the traps didn't fall in. They're like out, you know, by the main gate or whatever. And the rest of you just sort of standing there. So Tobin runs down and he starts and he grabs you by the straps of your pack and he starts pulling you out of the.
Look, that's a door. I probably weigh like 290 pounds of this pack.
He's still trying. But anyway, you guys have survived. You want to crawl back out? This thing has already collapsed. You know, as the storeroom fell in with it. You know, collapsed.
He signed the waiver.
He did sign the waiver. So you guys dust yourselves off, covered in mud.
This place
was
ready
spit.
To be destroyed already. Like, you guys didn't see.
So anyway, yeah, you run out. Chris comes up and he's just like doesn't even know what to say because he can see like all the chaos that's happening. He comes around the corner and he can just see all of it. He's not really mad. He's just very confused and it's just sort of like. Doesn't even know where to begin, but he sees that you guys have clearly been through a lot.
Can we ask him, has anybody been down in the powder room recently?
He says no. Ever since the disturbances started, we've been getting out of there. We haven't really been doing anything. Why? Why do you ask? Like,
I kind of take him aside because I want people to hear like underneath the entire fort. The land had been dug out completely.
He's like, okay. He explains to you basically. That would make sense only because the original fort did have an entire room like that size dug out, but it had support systems. They've had over a week to do it all night as long as they want. So he reiterates, this is a reconstructed fort. This wasn't here. Like this isn't even built from the same pieces. The actual fort location is like over a mile north. The only thing that this changed recently was several months ago, they got Union soldier uniforms, which he knows is from the Civil War, but they're trying to make a museum out of this that's not really all historically accurate for the one thing, because this fort otherwise isn't very, it's unremarkable otherwise. Yeah, yeah, but
I go, okay, well, can you make us copies of the records for everything that's changed hands for the fort?
He says, yeah, no problem. I just don't know what I'm going to tell my supervisor back, you know?
tell him that ghosts dug out a hole underneath your fort and it collapsed.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be a real pain for me, but how much do we owe you guys?
Well, we need to do
we should
scan.
Kiki the traps.
Okay, you go ahead and someone give me brains.
That'd be, who has a
PKE? I have a PKE.
15 with a ghost? Okay, you're getting a reading because of the ghost side. Your PKE says the entity, if you put these traps like close together, kind of scan it, you're getting a reading of a class 32.
Class 32?
Well, that's probably combining all
that's of because okay. you rolled a ghost side, so he's reading a class 32, but you guys know there's 8 of them. 32 divided by 8. Unless my math is terrible, I'm just going to tell
four.
You.
It's class 4.
Okay. We go, well, it's a lot more dangerous than our normal jobs. I say, okay, well, we can get this whole thing done with $24,000.
Okay. He's like, as far as I'm concerned, the damage done, not by you guys, but this massive hole in the ground where a park used to be, is already well above that. So, why not? He just says... Hand me the paper.
It's not mine.
He's gonna sign it over. He's like, look.
Right, that's the cost of the reconstruction.
No, he's no way for him to know. There's no way for him to know exactly how much the reconstruction is gonna be.
The amount of fill required to fix that when you
tell him that
$24,000.
We know a guy who's really good at filling in holes.
We can bring him out here if you like.
We can hook him up.
He just says, he says, look, I'm not the one who's gonna be paying you guys. This is gonna be taxpayer money and everything. I don't know how my boss is going to react, but as far as I'm concerned, yeah, here. All right, and with that, you guys pack up, and the European Ghostbusters are just sort of like, they thought that was very fun. Like, that was definitely bigger than they were expecting, and...
I'm pretty sure the moment the three of them got to line up their bows on darts, they were all totally on board.
Yeah, I think they're all on board. The heavy's very happy.
Are you still wearing a Union
costume?
I absolutely leave with that costume.
You are still wearing the Union outfit. Since I forgot about that, I'll have to say that before you leave, Chris is like, are you wearing one of the museum pieces? He's like, can you take that off, please?
He says that to me?
Yeah. Don't get naked.
Like, how dare you after what we've been through?
He's not asking you to get naked right here. He's just saying, if you want to say that your uniform is buried, you know, back there or whatever.
It is. Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta wear something back. I'll mail it back to them.
He's like, you know what? It's a reproduction. Just keep
it. It got damaged.
He's just, it's a reproduction. Just keep the damn thing. It's a write-off. It's, right. You know, whatever. Just take it. So right. You leave in the car with the Civil War uniform on.
My dear God, yeah.
You need
today,
to be driving through Biflo in a Union.
So with that, you guys pack it up with Tobin in the Ecto-1. The European Ghostbusters load up their van. They follow you guys back to the firehouse.
The warmth of the proton stream barely eclipses the warmth that your face brings me.
You guys get back to the firehouse. I guess you guys can have a nice meal with the European Ghostbusters, trading funny stories and everything. They're all bragging and being like, and when you did this, oh man, it was crazy. You know, they like you guys a lot. So when you guys are there, before Nina leaves, she checks her email. She does get a message from Mr. Book. It's a short one. I printed it out. So whoever wants to read it. Who wants the message from Mr. Book? Raise his hand first.
Obsidian Serpent isn't the name of any known cult or group. It's most likely a reference to a possible artifact. Might also be a nickname. We'll continue to look into this, Mr. Book.
Just so you know, that was Morden. Like how quickly you read that in your voice.
The only thing he's telling you is for sure. He knows for sure it is not a reference to a cult, to any kind of group. Anything like that, but as far as he can tell, this is in one reference to maybe an artifact. I mean, I'm repeating what it says, basically. But,
hello, Boston.
Yeah.
We are Obsidian Serpent.
I will say, after, you know, you got this email and everything, you're about ready to call tonight again. Before even Nina leaves, she handed you that or whatever. You guys, everybody in the firehouse, feels an odd sensation just go through the firehouse.
Hey! What just happened?
Josh would know, since you got the occult studies or whatever. Mm-hmm. you would recognize that as a that was possibly a PKE pulse that just like washes through, like just out of an area. So,
similar to what we experienced in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Similar, but more powerful. It's a bigger deal than that. It's like now when I say that this one's more powerful, I don't mean this knocks you down or anything like that.
Right.
Like, do you remember the beginning of the Ghostbusters game? Mm. That was a huge PKE pulse. This is a very small PKE pulse. You don't see anything, but you definitely feel like a shockwave. I wouldn't even want to say shockwave, because that makes it sound too intense. But it's like just comes right through.
Some
like
kind of wave.
Like some kind of up. Wave. It's not even like, did I feel something? Like, you've definitely physically felt
like
something.
Like when you pass into a thicker area, where the air gets
Yeah, thinner. It just comes right through the firehouse. And it sets off like a little beeping noise, which you have like a sort of a PKE meter for the firehouse. Just kind of beeps and goes off. And like, well, you can go over and just check it. And the levels say that this was like on a scale of like 1 to 7 of a PKE pulse. This was like a 3. But it's gone. Just as quickly as it came out, it's gone. And you can't really determine where it has come from, but it came through, and everyone felt it, and everyone's kind of weirded out by it, but that's all you guys can do for at this time. Unless there's anything else, that's all I have for you guys for tonight.
Real quick, can we determine whether or not, because I was called Baby Man a couple times tonight. Hey, you think you're tough? You can take me. I heard you. As I'm slamming ghosts into a trap, I'm a lonesome. I'm being called Baby Man. I just want to make sure where we stand here.
You want to prove you're not Baby Man? You big man like me?
Yes.
It's like, he's like, then bring it. And he just like brings his massive hand down and just like is ready for an arm wrestle. So you want
arm wrestle?
Yeah.
Arm wrestling is a game.
It's like arm wrestling's a game for boys.
Yeah, it's game like, is a game for babies. I thought I was trying to prove here I'm not a baby.
I thought men wrestle.
No, like straight up. Spar.
Okay, alright. He's, alright, yeah. You're like, I thought real men would spar. I didn't know we would be wrestling, you know, arm wrestling. Like,
let's see what Russia's got to bring. Come on.
It doesn't insult him, but it does get him excited. He's like,
let us wrestle, little man.
So he's like, you scoot the coffee table aside, and he's like, just gets his fist ready, puts up his duke, so he's ready to go. He's like,
put up fists. Let us fight man versus tiny baby man.
Alright, cool.
Shuffling.
I tag him.
Alright, give me your, let's go give me your rolls.
5, 29. 29? 24.
Okay.
I want to give him something that'll rattle him, though. Like,
You tag him, you hit him just like across the face, but with the ghostite, you do hurt your hand. It's not broken. Mm. But you just, that guy's tougher than I thought. Like, as far as like.
I bluff.
You bluff. Okay. All right. What's your bluff roll? 16 and with a ghost. It hurts a lot. Let's just, for some reason, your knuckle just connected to the cheek, but something happened. It hurts more than it should. Because of the thing. You do.
I've tasted
your
the
face. Yeah, your face is one of like angry. But this eye twitches and gets a little teary because of the pain that ran through your knuckles. And he's like,
oh, you're going to cry, baby man.
Do I smell soiled baby diaper?
Gross. So doubling what his defense is against it doesn't hurt him?
It's like, no. He felt it. Make no mistake. Okay. He did feel it, but this invigorates him. So he's going to make a move to just tackle and pin you down, just to get you down and just finish this quickly. Are you gonna spend rally points? How many are you spending? How many?
Two.
Two.
Dude, I hope we're on the bottom floor. Josh is slamming through the second floor to the bottom.
Alright, what is that?
That's
okay.
That's a lot.
Uh oh.
27.
33.
Jesus Christ.
33.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Yatsu.
Yeah, yeah, 33. He just. He has you. He just has you on the ground. He's like, cry some more, baby. Cry some more.
Go ahead and cry, baby.
I'm going to kick him off me and throw him at the wall.
Okay, what did you get?
3 is 15 and a ghost.
15 and a ghost? Okay. You just go, you shove him, he falls backward and crushes the TV.
We needed that for ghost.
Now now if you want to give up.
I'll go. Well, before we break anything else, we should stop soon before we break anything else.
He's like you break you, perhaps.
Get away with that.
It's like, It's like, oh, well, maybe your spirit might be the thing I break. The next thing that gets crushed in our home will be your spirit.
All right, what you gonna do?
Your Russian Drago pride with my fucking ghost die. I'm about to roll.
Pick me. 20. All
right, what's your move then? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just gonna Bruce Lee style one punch him right in the solar plexus.
Like right in the gut.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, then he grabs your hand. You do make contact, but it doesn't hurt him. Yeah. He's just like, oh, like that tickles. And now he's gonna do a move on you. Let's say he's gonna take your arm and like bend it backwards to get you like he's gonna try and like hold your arm back.
Bend
like,
it behind my.
Bend it behind you. Like he's gonna be like he's not.
That's fair.
You know. So
yeah, he's just grab ass.
Yeah. All right. So
okay. So separate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah. He's like because he goes
silent.
Yeah. He goes because like he's trying to bend your arm back like you know to get you in a position where he would break. He's not going to break it, but like you know to submit like a submission mm-hmm. move. And you both get back out. So you're back out again. So your move. This is your attack.
I go, that's enough.
That's enough for you?
Yeah.
And he's just like...
I was like the Iron Curtain has made you strong. Still get to bluff.
If you want to bluff to say, oh, you've satisfied my thing, you're strong enough, that's a bluff. But if you're like, I'm done...
That's what I want to do. I don't care. I don't care that it's a ghost there. I don't care. 18
and a ghost? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, he puts his dukes down, and he's just like, sure thing, baby, man, we know. It's like, so he doesn't, he believes that you are confident that you could beat him. He's not exactly confident that you could, like, he believes you believe it. So he's like, before I break any more of your furniture, it's like, we'll
by being thrown into it?
It's like, I accept your surrender, is like what he basically said.
It's like, how gracious, I think your countrymen did the same thing.
when presented, you want to cool roll if you're gonna insult him again.
I'm insulting him as much as he's insulting me. This is playful. I was like, this would be very common of your countrymen to accept defeat in the same way that they did when met with all the Roman force in the past.
He laughs. He'll laugh at that and give you the Arnold Carl Weathers. In Predator,
sort of like, you son of a bitch!
It's like, don't let
them make you push too many pencils.
all right, I guess that's good. They're ready to call it a night. If you guys are ready to call it a night,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Briggs, pick up the TV.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural illumination needs at nerdyshow.com. All Nerdy Show programs are listener-supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!